on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, we always appreciate those that are participating in the Christmas Critter campaign at klyt.fm. If you go to the website, scroll down just a little bit in the Action Center. In addition to, by the way, Hurricane Melissa disaster relief in Jamaica, that's an option to prayerfully consider support for, as well as the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The focus really, November and December at KLYT, is the GFA World Christmas Critter Campaign, rescuing families from poverty and showing Christ's love in Asia and in Africa now. Now, you can go online and click on the banner and kind of walk through the catalog to find a gift to send or a missionary to support. Or if you prefer, you can call toll free. It's 1-855-513-2127. Here's that number again, 1-855-513-2127. And various things you can do. I mean, you could pick one of the missionaries to sponsor. These are the indigenous missionaries that deliver the gifts that you send every year, whether it's barnyard animals or mosquito nets or sewing machines. Clean water, such a huge deal. I can't emphasize that enough. You know, you and I wake up, and probably within seconds or minutes of waking up, we are turning on a faucet to brush our teeth or take a bath or a shower, and know that we have clean water. Now, outside of love, water may be the most critical and basic human need. Millions, especially in Asia and Africa, go without access to clean water. And GFA provides a great need to whole families through what they call biosand water filters and Jesus wells, which easily transform muddy, contaminated water into safe drinking water. An entire community gets access to clean water through those Jesus wells, completely transforming the health of the recipients. And if I remember correctly, they have a plaque near the Jesus well that explains it was gifted to them and by those who love Jesus, and explaining that Jesus is the water of life. So if you want to find out more about that or one of the other gifts, and listen, a Jesus well to complete, I believe, is like $1,600 for an entire community. If you can't do that, anything you can give towards it. As a matter of fact, what they say at GFA World, $32 provides clean water for a family of six, $320 for 10 families. I mean, it's huge. So prayerfully consider your part of the Christmas Critter Campaign at klyt.fm. And again, if you don't want to shop digitally, you can call 855-513-2127. And in studio with us, Jody Hendricks joins us from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, I know you got to be busy with tomorrow. Yes. I asked you walk in, are you the one cooking? Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Who carves? Do you carve or does he?
Okay, so I cheat. I get my ham and my turkey from Honey Baked Ham, and it's already
nice.
Cooked. All I have to do is heat it up.
That's
and it's
not cheating.
Sliced for me.
No. No, that's like crib notes, but you know.
It saves me time and it saves me stress, and it's really tasty. So.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that. But do you host?
Yes. Yeah. It's really small, really. Just my dad comes over, and it's our family. We're small. You know, we have four kids.
Yeah.
We have a house full. But yeah. Our Thanksgiving is always an opportunity to
Let me tell you, it's going to get bigger.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
No, and I do too. I still do. Yeah. I mean, I think at the biggest was six kids and then 12 grandkids. I mean, it got to the point, and in-laws, I think we ended up like at 30, 35 at one time. And yeah. But still, look forward to it. Do you have a favorite that you look forward to as far as the meal?
Oh, I love the ham and the turkey.
Yeah, me too.
That I think is my favorite.
Yeah, I think I like the ham sometimes more.
Yeah.
But love the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
I love, now, okay, pies. What's your pie go to?
Chocolate cream.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Chocolate cream. My family loves pumpkin pie. And yeah. They love chocolate chip pumpkin bread.
Okay.
And they love the chocolate pie. But my favorite is the chocolate pie.
Yeah, I like the breads. I like the breads as well. I'm a pecan pie.
Oh, yeah. With whipped cream.
But, you know, but sometimes it can be like, I don't know, man. It seems like sometimes those can be like super sugar. I know they're sugary.
Yeah.
But I mean, like,
you get
like
some that are really sweet.
Ultra. Yeah.
Much.
Yeah. But yeah, looking forward to, you know, and mostly, of course, taking the time to be thankful. I just mentioned the clean water that can be made available to others in Asia and Africa. I mean, it doesn't escape me how blessed we are to be born into the United States. I said earlier this week or last week, I'm a wimp. God knew it. You know, he put me here. I do, you know, in spite of, you know, things that you and I talk about often on the air, I mean, it can get, you know, frustrating and,
yes.
But we still live in one of the greatest nations on earth. And I thank God for what he's provided for us. And you know what? I'll be honest. I thank God regularly, not only Jody, not specifically for you, but you are included in a group of people I thank God for, because we often have groups on the air here who are doing great work in our community, and New Mexico Family Action Movement's no exception. And you know, and you, I'm sure, feel the same way at times. You can feel like,
yes,
you know, we want to win this battle with, you know, sharing truth.
Yeah.
And you're not alone in it, sister.
Thank you.
And thank you, because you and your team, it's an encouragement for us to see what's going on with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. For those not familiar, let's take the rest of this segment to talk about New Mexico Family Action Movement in general. I want to spend a little bit of time in the next segment talking about the Legacy Dinner coming up next week.
Yeah.
Because you've got some important things going on. By the way, today's the final. This is it. If you're already aware of the Legacy Dinner and you kind of put off registering, you can still do that at nmfam.org, nmfam.org, through the end of today. This is it. So still a few spots left, and Jody would love to see you there next week. But again, Jody, for those not familiar with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, and maybe even briefly on the four areas you've really focused on, to let our listeners know more about NMFAM.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of 30,000-foot view,
right.
New Mexico FAM exists to defend our biblical values and to strengthen families in New Mexico. And we do that by influencing policy, by equipping the churches, and by educating voters. So we engage directly in the legislative process to advocate for laws that will protect life, that will uphold parental rights, and that advance religious freedom and promote moral and economic responsibility. Through research, advocacy, grassroots mobilization, you name it, New Mexico FAM gives families and faith leaders a voice in shaping the policies that impact our homes and our communities, those things that impact our everyday life here in New Mexico. So we also empower pastors and parents and citizens across the state with truth. You mentioned that truth.
Yeah.
And with practical tools so that we can connect our faith with our action, so that we can know how to step confidently with our faith into the public square, so that we can see God's design for New Mexico.
You know, what I would encourage someone, because, you know, as we went through, you know, the recent election and the first Tuesday in November, just a few weeks ago, which, by the way, December 9th, there's another important election coming up. In Albuquerque, I don't know, you know, about runoffs elsewhere in the state, but December 9th here in Albuquerque, there's the mayoral runoff. And, I want to say about what I've seen from past runoffs, about 60% of whatever turned out for the, you know, first round turns out for the second.
Mm-hmm.
I would really encourage you to make it a point to be at the polls. And actually, I didn't even look at it yet. Is there early voting for the runoff, or is it?
The early voting begins December 1st. In-person early voting begins December 1st. You can do an absentee ballot at this point right now, but it doesn't open in person until December 1st.
Okay, and that's Monday.
Yes.
Now, is that everywhere or just at the clerk's office?
No, that is at your regular voting locations.
All right. So next week, you can get out. You know, you might still be a little lethargic after all the tryptophan, but get out and vote. Be registered to vote. And not only be registered, please participate. I think it's well, it's always important. But of course, we know regardless of the outcome, Jesus is on the throne. But I started going this way because there are people who just will, you know, no, you know what? And they're right. Jesus is on the throne, and they elect not to be vocal or active in the public square. And if, you know, if that's their conviction, I don't want to try to change their conviction. However, if they had a question about, you know, why is it you're so, you know, why don't you just trust that the Lord is going to take care of it and not get him, you know, not be in the roundhouse and not, you know, not do the things that you're doing. That's a conversation you'd be ready to have with someone reaching out through the website, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. And one of the go-to responses that I have for that, it takes me back to Daniel in Scripture, where we are admonished to stand firm and take action. We live in a society that wants to push God out of things, that wants to offend our biblical, our moral beliefs. And we are called as believers to stand firm and to take action for the Lord, for the things that he has told us to stand strong on, for life, you know, for the freedom to be able to worship the way he has called us to worship. Just even the freedom that we see Jesus promotes throughout his ministry. He did not force people to come and follow him. He gave them the freedom to choose. That's why we have to protect freedoms here in New Mexico and across our country. If no one's going to stand up for the voice of biblical values, who will? And God doesn't say, you know, yes, he's on the throne and he will take care of it, but he calls us to things. He calls us to stand firm for him, to take action and not cower in the face of our enemies. And we are in a spiritual battle in this country, in this state, and we are not called to sit on the sidelines.
Yeah.
We are called to be the light and to be the salt of the earth. And we have to be able to be prepared to do that in the public square.
Yeah, you know, and to, I think the best thing we can do to love our enemies who are diametrically opposed to us and our ideology is to share the truth.
Yes.
In love, and, you know, and I just imagine people say, yeah, but I think of this person, and they're so evil, they believe. Well, listen, if they don't know Jesus, why do you marvel at that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Bible, to think of how God just knocked Saul off of a horse.
Yes.
The Spirit, you know, convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment, and we can continue to pray and love our enemies,
mm-hmm.
Not apologize for who we are.
That's right.
What we believe, and there's a place for that, but there's also a way to do it, and I think New Mexico Family Action Movement does it well. If you want to find out more, go to the website at nmfam.org. Hey, listen, we're up against a break. We're going to take a break. Can you stick around with us?
Absolutely.
And we'll come back. The Legacy Dinner is on the way, and we'll get to that. They are still in need of sponsors. We'll get a little more detail about that and what to expect at the Legacy Dinner, which you need to register for by end of day today at nmfam.org. So keep it here for the details right after the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, in a little more than a week, some holiday things you might want to put on your calendar, you know, after Thanksgiving. A lot of Christmas lights go on and people start focusing, hopefully, on the birth of the Savior as they go through the holiday. Of course, part of the tradition for many families is getting out for the Old Town holiday stroll. That's happening next Friday. December 5th. It starts at 5 p.m. that evening in Old Town. You can kick off the holiday season making new discoveries in Old Town and visiting familiar staples. They'll have a tree lighting, and there's performers and more. The details about the Old Town holiday stroll is on the city website at cabq.gov. And actually, while you're there on the city website, you'll also find the details about the Twinkle Light Parade. That is the next day. So not this weekend, but next weekend, a couple of Christmas favorites here in Albuquerque. Saturday, December 6th, starting at 5:15 in Nob Hill, Twinkle Light Parade. It makes its return for another year of festive lights and community fun. It's free, family-friendly holiday. It illuminates a mile-long stretch on Route 66 in Nob Hill. And actually, you know, when Calvary Church, I attend Calvary Church, Albuquerque, and when Nob Hill was in the Lobo Theater, we were typically down there for. I really like that Twinkle Light Parade. If you've never gone for that, do check that out. And of course, the Old Town Holiday Stroll, both found at cabq.gov. Jody, in studio with us, Jody Hendricks from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Any family traditions like that? Getting out to find Christmas lights or anything like that?
You know, we're homebodies.
Yeah.
So we like to, we put lights up on our house this year. Yep. And then we kind of spread out our own decorating and just really enjoy our Christmas movies at home.
Yep. You got a favorite Christmas movie?
I have a few Christmas movies that I love, but I really like White Christmas. It's an old classic, and I've gotten my kids.
That's Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So it's just so good.
Sisters.
Yes. And,
yes.
That's our favorite part.
My favorite, like you, I've got several favorites. A definite favorite for me is Muppets A Christmas Carol. if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to see it. And if you've seen it before, let me encourage you to watch it this way, because there's the comedy relief of the Muppets, but Michael Caine does a spot on Ebenezer Scrooge. He doesn't join in the comedy. It's full on dramatic. But a lot of people don't catch that because it's mingled into the comedy. Have you ever seen it?
I have not.
Oh, yep. He plays my favorite Scrooge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does a fantastic, and there's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
But he does a great, great job. But now maybe we'll have to post that on our Facebook for KLYT. What's your favorite Christmas memory or tradition or movie? But at any rate, New Mexico Family Action Movement, we got about 3 minutes or so, and I did want to cover the Legacy Dinner. Still some openings left.
Yes.
And real quick, the Legacy Dinner purpose.
Wow. Well, it's our year-end fundraising banquet, but honestly, it is so much more than that. It's really a sacred moment to just gather together, to give thanks, and to just be able to rise with renewed courage for the fight that we're having in New Mexico, the legacy that we're building for future generations. You know, it's been abundantly clear that the younger generation needs our protection. They need help. They need truth. And New Mexico FEAM is working to be able to provide that to them by protecting them in policy, by educating, by preparing families and equipping families and churches with what they need to be able to stand for truth. And so we're going to be able to come together, and Vince Torres and I are going to have a conversation on stage that really just reflects on what we've done, but the legacy truly that we're building and how everyone can be a part of that movement with us in building up the future generations to be able to stand firm in truth.
How'd you nail down Vince? He's a busy guy.
Well, Vince is actually my predecessor.
Yeah, so I know.
People don't realize that he started Family Policy Alliance of New Mexico several years ago, 2017. And I came in 2021 and took over. And then we ended up launching into New Mexico Family Action Movement. So Vince is a strong supporter. He loves what we're doing. I continually seek his wisdom on a lot of the things that we do because he's got the vision for our state.
Well, and he's done things statewide, as you have.
Mm-hmm.
to make it a better state. The work that he continues to do in Santa Fe, you know, I know through his church and school up there.
Yes.
I just love what both of you do. And if people haven't really had a chance to hear you both speak, what a great opportunity to hear a conversation between you and Vince Torres at the Legacy Dinner. And again, that's coming up next week.
Yes, next Wednesday, December 3rd at 6 p.m. It's being held at the Oasis Event Center, but you do have to have an RSVP because you have to confirm that seat. So we have a steak dinner for you. Don't miss out on the steak dinner. It's free,
right.
But we do need that RSVP. So you can find it on our website. If you go to nmfam.org, click in that menu, you're going to see Legacy Dinner. And on that page, you're going to be able to find the opportunity to confirm your seats. But we need you to do that today. We don't want you to miss out. It's going to be an inspiring night.
Yeah, and if you are a local business person or organization or individual who's looking for end of year giving, which we've talked about with Brian Cochran when we go over our Friday financial updates, like we have in the last it was just a couple of weeks ago, I think Brian was talking about year-end giving. Here's a great opportunity at nmfam.org. Well, Jody, thank you for your time. Thank you for all the work of the New Mexico Family Action Movement. A very happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.